Here a calendar, there a calendar, everywhere a calendar. Hello, I'm Shane Vaughn, pastor of First Harvest Ministries. And I have always made it my personal mission to not allow the calendar to become a dividing point between me and the brothers that have left Babylon and are doing their very best and our very best to follow the biblical calendar. However, there are many people now that look to this ministry for clarification of terms and clarification of calendars. So it is now incumbent upon me to explain to you why we do not keep the traditional Jewish calendar in the keeping of the holy days. So I have decided to start a very in-depth, detailed look at the calendar that we keep here at First Harvest Ministries. Before we can start this, what I'm going to call the Calendar College, this introduction must be understood. In the next few videos, there will be many of them. We are going to take apart all the various calendars, and we're going to show you why we believe that the Zadokite priestly calendar is the revealed calendar of Scripture. But before I do that, I want to make it plain to every one of you. No matter what calendar you keep, I am your brother, and I can come worship with you and celebrate with you, and there's no problem. But if I'm going to keep a calendar that I believe that Yahweh has revealed to us, then I must be able to defend it. And that is the purpose of this calendar college. So if you're interested in studying the Zadokite priestly calendar, this is where you need to start. Here's my introduction. We believe that we are living in a very special time just before the return of Yahshua the Messiah. Many of our friends, Messianic Hebrew roots friends, believe that the calendar doesn't really matter that much because after all, Yahshua will return and set it all straight and restore correct time and the correct calendar. That is where I differ with most of them, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that Yahshua is going to restore calendars or time, but rather I believe the ministry of Elijah has been sent and is being sent to restore all things before Yahshua returns. And you can watch our channel, which is fhtv.tv, and type in the word Ministry of Elijah in the search box, and you'll see what we mean by the ministry of Elijah and why he must return, his voice, his message, his ministry of restoration must return before Yahshua returns to make way for the return of Yahshua and to prepare the end time bride and to bring her into perfection. So that's one of our major differences. We do believe that there must be a restoration of the calendar, true time before the coming of the Lord. And we truly believe that that happened in 1948 when the fig tree bloomed. We also believe that something else bloomed. In a far desert out in the middle of nowhere, there had been a preserved calendar that we believe was restored back to the end time church that had been preserved in those Bedouin deserts there. We believe that we are on the correct calendar. Now, as we get started today into the calendar college, I want to explain to you the various types of calendars that many of our friends keep to this very day. The first calendar, and one of the most popular, is what's called the Luni Solar Calendar. Most everyone in the Hebrew Roots movement and the Messianic movement prefer this calendar, and this is the one that they keep. Basically, it's lunar in nature, very based on the moon. It is a moon-based calendar, pretty much. The soli aspect, S-O-L-I, of this calendar simply means that the sun is also considered when the lunar calendar moves from one year to another. Since the lunar year is shorter than the solar year by 10 days, pretty much, the lunar year is always 10 days shorter than the solar year. And because of that, the lunar year is brought back into alignment with the solar year by adding 1 month to the calendar every few years. Accordingly, the standard year has 12 months, but on the Luni solar calendar, you will add a 13th month ever so often. That is the Luni solar calendar. Lunar months are those which start on this calendar each new month based on the moon. And that's one of the primordial differences in the Zadokite priestly calendar that we keep, is it is not a moon-based calendar such as the Luni solar calendar. So that is one of the most, probably, I'm going to say 80 to 90% of the Hebrew Roots movement uses the Luni solar calendar. There is another calendar that many use. It's called the astronomical conjunction method. And basically, I'm going to try to break these down for you in in-depth teaching. But basically, to try to keep it very simple for you, the specific timing. Remember, on the Luni solar calendar, they do believe the months start with the new moon. But on the conjunction calendar, they believe that the timing of the new moon should be the actual timing for the birth of the new month. They see the moon as being born at the precise timing of the alignment of the moon, the sun, and the earth when they are in conjunction together. Therefore, it is new at that moment in time, not when you observe it with the natural eye. Let me clarify. Luni solar calendar, it's when you see the new moon. The conjunction calendar doesn't believe that it is by observation as much as it is by conjunction. And I'm not going to spend any more time explaining the conjunction calendar. You can always find that on your own. Then you have the sighting method or the sighting calendar. If you'll recall, the conjunction occurs at the exact timing of the alignment of the moon with the earth and the sun. Then the alignment puts the earth between the moon and the sun. That's the conjunction method. Since the moon reflects the light of the sun, the earth blocks the light source to the moon. As a result, the moon has nothing to reflect for a brief span of time, and it appears dark. It appears to be no moon to us here on earth. Those who adhere to the sighting method of the new moon to start their months believe that the moon is not to be considered new until it has emerged from its dark state of alignment, and its reflection of the sun's rays can once again be seen by us here on earth. Using this method, the visible sighting of the first sliver of the moon's light after its dark stage determines the timing of the new month. So to just simplify for you, Conjunction has nothing to do with sighting. The conjunction calendar believes it's a new month or a new moon when that total darkness comes. The other group believes it is the sighting of the first sliver of the new moon. That's called the sighting method. Now, finally, I want to talk to you about the Hillel method. The Hillel calendar, which is used by the Jewish people for sure. And then I know different organizations such as the Worldwide Church of God and many others go by the Hillel method. Ironically, even the adherents of the Hillel calendar admit it is not a correct calendar, but of course their argument is Yahshua will correct it when he returns. I believe that is the first thing you have to get out of your mind, that Yahshua is going to correct the calendar. Elijah is going to correct the calendar. And I'm not going to really prove that in these lessons, because once again, I've proven it in our teachings on the return ministry of Elijah. And you can find that at fhtv.tv. Just type in return ministry of Elijah. Let me explain the Hillel calendar. It is a calculated calendar created and engineered by Hillel the elder. And basically, he died in 365 AD and left the Hillel dynasty at its end, but he did create what is considered his crowning achievement, the formation of the Hillel calendar. And he was on the Sanhedrin, and he realized that the Sanhedrin was about to be dissolved. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. And it was normally the Sanhedrin court that determined the new month. But as he saw that the Sanhedrin was going to be done away with, he knew that the Jewish people would need a calendar. So he created this calendar that would require very little intervention to determine the holy days. And along with others in the rabbinical capacity, he pulled this calendar together, and by their own admission, it is not correct, but to them, it doesn't matter because Yahshua will return to correct it. Again, that is a horrible false teaching. The correction is being done now. The crooked ways are being made straight now. The high places are being brought low now. And there is a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. In other words, get it right now so that we can rule and reign with Messiah in his coming kingdom. So we're about to go into the next chapter of the Calendar College. I only wanted to go over the different calendars in this segment. Thank you, and I'll see you in the next class.